Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Tzadik Aleph, and we are 16 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, the two dots, for Loi Zeh V'Zeh Metamen Lo. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalemer for Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Baruch Ben Rachel, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Sar Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Miriam Bas Rivka, Leia Gittel Bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Shlomo, Ben Yibadu L'Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So we're continuing to discuss the first Mishnah in the 10th Perek of Masechtas Yevamos. The first Mishnah in Perek Isha Rabba. It's a long Mishnah. It's a loaded Mishnah. Many halachas, a lot of foundational principles in Shas, a lot of lumnus. Either way, the primary halacha of the Mishnah discusses a married woman whose husband went to Medina Sayyam. And Eid Echad came and said that he witnessed this man die. In other words, she is no longer a married woman. She's an almana. She's allowed to get married to someone that she wants to get married to. V'kachava. The nises, she got married to somebody else. V'achakach ba'bayla. And lo and behold, her husband showed up. Meaning it turns out that what this aide had said was not the case, says the Mishnah, Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh. The halacha is that this woman needs to leave this second man that she married. Not just that, she's not allowed to go back and live with her original husband. The reason she has to leave this second man that she married, because Igloi Milson Mafreya, that she's an Eishes Ish. An Eishes Ish can't get married to another man. The Kedushin is not even Typhus. The reason she's not allowed to go back to the original husband is because the Chachamim gave her a Knas. They treated her like an Eishes Ish that was Mezana Tachas Baila. They treated her like a Soita. A Soita is Asur Labal, and it's for that reason she would be Asur to her husband as well. And then the Mishnah went on and mentioned a whole bunch of different halachas. Today's daf is going to discuss those other halachas that were mentioned in the Mishnah, beginning with the halacha that the Mishnah said, "V'loy zeh v'zeh metamlo." So, hacha b'mayaskinon, where the two husbands, meaning this woman's original husband and the second man that she married, were both kohanim. Ordinarily, a kohen, although he's not allowed to be metamah to a mace, but for the seven krovim, he is allowed to be metamah. A wife is one of the seven krovim. So based on that, really, the man would be able to be metamah to his wife, Zok the Mishnah, that Sai, the original husband, and the second husband are both not allowed to be metamah to this woman. Says the Gemara, Minolon, what's the makar to this halacha? And just explain the Gemara's kasha, that's pasha, that the second man is not allowed to be metamah to her because he was never really married to her. Because again, it turns out she was an Eishes Ish. But the original husband, why can't he be metamah to her? L'chura, she's his wife. And it says in the Torah that a kohen is allowed to be metamah to his wife. So the Gemara says, the chsev, it's based on the following pasuk. It says, ki im l'she'eroi, Hakoroiv Elov. Okay, v'amamar she'eroi zu ishte. The word she'eroi means ishte. Iksiv. It says in the Torah as well. Lo yitame bal ba'amov leheichal. Meaning, ki im l'she'eroi hakoroiv Elov suggests that a kohen is allowed to be metamah to his wife. It says in the Torah that a kohen is not allowed to be metamah to a mace. Ki im l'she'eroi hakoroiv Elov she'eroi zu ishte. He's allowed to be metamah to his wife. However, there's another pasuk that says lo yitame bal ba'amov leheichal. That a kohen is not allowed to be metamah to his wife. So which one is it? Is it kiim l'sheira akar available that a kohen is allowed to be metamah to his wife? Or is it lo yitamah bal ba'amav that a kohen is not allowed to be metamah to his wife? Says the Gemara, it depends. Yesh bal she metamah v'yesh bal she in metamah. You have to say that there's a husband that is allowed to be metamah and there's a husband that's not allowed to be metamah. Okay, so what does it depend on? Metamah hu le'ishtay k'sheira. In the event that his wife is a k'sheira, he's allowed to be metamah. But ve'in noy metamah le'ishtay psula. If his wife is a psula, then he's not allowed to be metamah. In other words, in the event that she's a regular Isha Kshera, so then he's allowed to be Matama. However, in the case where she's a Psula, let's say she was a Grusha, she was a Zayna, she was a Chalala, even though the Kedushin is Typhus, because we pass in Kedushin's Typhus B'chai V'ilavin, but being that it's a Isha Psula, so the halach is that he's not allowed to be Matama. And that's why in our Mishnah, the original husband's not allowed to be Matama, because one of the themes of the Mishnah, really, one of the ideas that underpin the Mishnah is that we treat this woman like a Saita. If we treat her like a Saita, we treat her like a Zayna. If we treat her like a Zayna, so it comes out that this man, although he's taker married to his wife. He just showed up, and turns out this whole mess was created. But he's married her, but it's ishtay psula, and because it's ishtay psula, the halach is he's not allowed to be metameter. So v'lo yizev ezem metamim la, the second man, because she's not his wife, and the first man, even though she is his wife, but she's ishtay psula. And as much as it says in the Torah ki'im l'sheira akaravela, which teaches us that a kohen's allowed to be metameter his wife, it also says in the Torah lo yitama bal ba'amav lehechaloi, and we learn from there that in the event that it's ishtay psula, he's really not allowed to be metameter. Moving along, the Mishnah said that the original husband and the second husband are both not zoicha in her mitzvah. So ordinarily, if a woman finds a lost object, in the event that she's allowed to keep it, her husband has a schus to take it. Says the Mishnah, the husband's not going to have a schus to take it. And again, the fact that the second husband can't take it is pshita. The chiddush is that the original husband can't take it. The question is why. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because time in my Amar Rabban Metziah Seishol Abayla, why is it that ordinarily a husband has a schus in his wife? Metziah ki hechad loy tahav lo eva. It's because we're afraid that if she would find something valuable and she would tell her husband, I'm sorry, this is mine, could be it would create eva, it would create hatred, it would create tension, and it would lead to a lack of shalom bayis and ultimately gerushin. So to protect the marriage, Chazal said, Metziah Seisha goes labayla. But hacha, in this case, are we looking to protect the marriage? No, to the contrary. What's the halacha? Teitze mizeh o mizeh. That this man has to divorce his wife. So we're not going to do something to help the marriage. To the contrary, we're trying to encourage this couple as much as possible to part ways. You can hear why maybe this couple would not want to part ways. The halacha, however, is that they have to. So we're going to do everything we can possibly do to encourage a gerushin. So halacha here, we're going to say that the metziah should not go to the husband. Why? So that the havala eva ve'eva. Because fakar, let there be eva. By there being eva, that will actually help Chazal implement what it is they were trying to implement. Additionally, the Mishnah said that the original husband and the second husband are both not zaycha in her maisei dam. So ordinarily, a married woman that earns a living, the husband has a schus in that income that she generates. However, not in our Mishnah. And again, the second husband is not a husband. We understand. But the first husband, why doesn't he get the maisei dam? So the Gemara says, because what's the reason that Chazal said that ordinarily a married man has a schus in his wife's maisei dam? It's because he supports her. And being that a husband has an obligation to support his wife, he has to give her food. So in exchange for the food that he gives her, Chazal said, you can get something in return. You get the Maisei Yadayim. But Hocho, we hear, keeping the Mezoini Lassel. Being that he does not give her food, because the Mishnah said she has no Mezoinois, so Maisei Yadayim allowed the days, and then it makes sense. It's back of the envelope arithmetic that he keeps his Maisei Yadayim. The only reason he would give her his Maisei Yadayim is in exchange for the fact, or the only reason he would take her Maisei Yadayim is in exchange for the fact that he's giving her Mezoinois. He's not giving her Mezoinois. He gets to keep the Maisei Yadayim. V'loy Mefer Nedarim. The Mishnah said both husbands are not Mefer Nedarim. And again, we understand why the second husband's not Mefer Nedarim. But the original husband, he's married her. Why doesn't he have a schus to be Mefer as Nedarim? Sokti Gemara. Because time am I Amr Rachmon Baal Mefer. Why did the Torah say? Here it's not Amri Rabbanon. Here it's time am I Amr Rachmon. Why did the Torah say Baal Mefer that a husband can be Mefer Nedarim? It's because we're afraid that a woman might make a neder that is going to make her look not good in the eyes of her husband. And the husband has a schus to tell his wife, I'm sorry, this neder that you're making is going to negatively impact me. I don't like it. I'm making away with it. Hacha, however, in this case, are we worried about her doing something that would be tiskan al baila? Are we worried about protecting this marriage? To the contrary, we'll happy to do anything we can do to make this marriage blow up. So hacha tiskana v'tiskana adarabba. Let's say that the husband can't be mefer nedarim because it's all a way of encouraging this couple to ultimately get divorced. Hoysa bas Yisrael nifsala menakuna. Then the Mishnah said that in the event that this woman, in our Mishnah, the infamous Ha'isha, Shaholach Baila L'medina Sayam, in the event that she was a Bas Kohen, because of the fact that she was married to this man in the interim, so she loses her ability to eat truma. Not just that, but if she was a Bas Yisrael, she loses her ability to be married to a Kohen. If she was a Bas Levi, she loses her ability to be able to eat Meiser. So the Gemara now is going to discuss all three of these halachas. First, the Mishnah said, Hoisabas Yisrael, in the event that she was a Bas Yisrael, Nifsala Menakahuna. She's no longer allowed to marry a Kohen. Why? Because she's treated like a zayna. Zok the Gemara pshita. It's obvious. Meaning, what's the chiddush that this Bas Yisrael is nifsalam in akuhuna? It's so pashit that that's the way it is. At the end of the day, this Bas Yisrael was just treated by Chazal as a zayna. So if she's treated like a zayna, she's not allowed to marry. Kain Sigmar says it's true. We don't need a Mishnah to tell us this. I mean, you see from the whole Mishnah, we treat her like a zayna. So it's pashut that she would be considered as a zayna as it relates to this as well. What then is the reason that the Mishnah mentioned Bas Levi min a maisis richli? Because the Mishnah wanted to tell me the next halach, that the Bas Levi is not allowed to eat maisis. So the Gemara says, Bas Levi min a maisis mi mifsal b'snus. Why would this Bas Levi not be able to eat maisis? I presume because she's a zayna. But is that true? Bas Levi zayna is not allowed to eat maisis. Now it's true, a bas koyin zoyin is not allowed to eat truma, but a bas levi meiser is not allowed to eat. A bais levi zoyin is not allowed to eat meiser, but tanya to the bais levi shenishbas oishen nivela bilas nos. Levia that was captured, and therefore we're concerned that maybe she was mezana, or they were mezana with her, oishen nivela bilas nos, or in the event that she was nivela bilas nos, noisela meiser, vaychala, she's allowed to continue to eat meiser. So what's the reason that a bas levi is not allowed to eat meiser? I'm Rav Sheishas said knasa. You're right, this is only a knas. This is not really Me'ikra Adin. Me'ikra Adin, it wouldn't be a problem. This is a special knas. And why are we giving her a knas? Again, another one of the themes of the Mishnah. Because we're not happy with what she did. The whole premise of trusting in Eid Echad and letting a married woman get married based on his testimony is predicated on the fact that Daike Isha Minzaba, that a woman will do her due diligence. Clearly, something went wrong in the due diligence. It's for that reason we gave her a lot of knosses in our Mishnah. One of the knosses are that Bas Levi is Nifslam and Amaisa. So the only reason that the Mishnah mentioned Bas Yisrael is Nifslam and Akuna is Bederech Agav, because we wanted to mention Bas Levi min Amaisa. Finally, Bas Koyin min Atruma. If she was a Bas Koyin, she's not allowed to eat Truma. Zokti Gemara, Afilu B'Truma D'Rabbana. This is true even for Truma D'Rabbana. Rashi's Mefarish, how do you know that? Zok Rashi, because if the Mishnah meant Truma D'Raisa, that would also be Pshita. And why is that pshita? Because if we treat her like a zoyna, as it relates to meiser, had she been a bas levi, she's a zoyna, she can't eat meiser, so kal v'chomer, if we treat her like a zoyna, as a bas koyin, it wouldn't be able to eat truma. And the reason it's a kal v'chomer is because a zoyna really can't eat truma, as opposed to a zoyna ordinarily could eat meiser. So if we're going to go so far and treat the bas levi as a zoyna, make a knas that she can't eat meiser, which is something that's unheard of, so certainly as it relates to Bas Koyin, Le'inyin Truma, says the Gemara, must be then, that what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Truma the Rabbanon, which was one of the themes of last parak. We talked a lot about the Rambam Shita, about Truma Bezman Hazeh, Truma the Rabbanon. But either way, the Mishnah mentioned one halacha as it relates to this woman if she was a Bas Yisrael, a halacha as it relates to this woman if she was a Bas Levi, and as a halacha as it relates to this woman if she was a Bas Koyin. Bas Yisrael is Nifsal min HaKohuna. Bas Levi min HaMeiser. Bas Koyin min HaTruma. And really, the biggest chiddush of these three cases is Bas Levi min HaMeiser. Tremendous chiddush. Because in the worst case scenario, this woman is a Zoyna. And a Zoyna is ordinarily not Nifsal min HaMeiser. But here it's a special knas. She's nifslam and amaiser. Bas koyim and atruma, also a little bit of a chiddush, that even truma the rabbanon, meaning we treat her like a zayna, even for truma the rabbanon, a little bit of a chiddush. Bas Yisrael, nifslam and akahuna, the Gemara said pshita. The only reason we mentioned it was derech agav. It seems like the agav here is that the Mishnah wanted to mention a case of a Bas Yisrael, a case of a Bas Levi, and a case of a Bas koyim. Either way, the Mishnah said, ve'in yorshav shalzeh, ve'yorshav shalzeh, yorshin ksubasa. The halacha is that the yorshim of these two men, the first husband and the second husband, would not yarshin her ksubas. In the event that she died, they would have no schus yerusha in her ksuba. Frate Gemara, an obvious question. Ksuba maya vidite. The Mishnah already said that this woman is not entitled to ksuba. So if she's not entitled to ksuba, so who's yarshining her ksuba? Once the Mishnah says, in lo ksuba, sefashteitzach, no one's going to yarshin her ksuba. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, ksubas binin dichrin. It doesn't mean the ordinary ksuba, but rather it means ksubas binin dichrin. So I am Rashi, who explains what ksubas binin dichrin is, but the Gemara says, means ksubas b'nin dechren. Pshita, zok the Gemara. It's pasha, she shouldn't get ksubas b'nin dechren either. If she doesn't get ksuba, why would you think this ksuba she does get? So the Gemara says, kuzma, the tema, I would have thought, l'dida, da of the isura kansur rabbanon. The primary ksuba, which affects her, that Rabbanan may be penalized. But as it relates to Lazara, the Ksubas Ben Dichron, which doesn't affect her, it affects her children. So you would have thought, like, Hans Rabbanan, maybe the Rabbanan didn't issue a Knas, Kamashwan, that's this extra Chiddush. What the Mishnah is saying is, not only doesn't she get Ksuba, but she also doesn't get Ksubas Ben Dichron. Why is that an extra Chiddush? Because that's not really something that affects her, it affects the children. Kamash Malan, that she doesn't get that either. Achiv Shalzeh, V'achiv Shalzeh, then the Mishnah mentioned the halacha that relates to our Masechta. It relates to Masechta Yevamos, and that is that in the event that the first man dies or the second man dies, so that this woman now falls the Yibum, the halacha is that both brothers would do chalitza and both brothers would not be allowed to do Yibum. And the Gemara explains, Achav Shal Rishon, the first husband's brother, in the event that she fell yibum to him, chaylitz midday raisa, would have an obligation to do chalitza midday raisa. Why? Because she's married. So if she's married midday raisa, now she becomes a yevama midday raisa. So the brother would have an obligation to do chalitza midday raisa. For loy miyabim, when it says in the Mishnah that he can't do yibum, that's only midrabbana. Meaning midday raisa really should be able to do yibum as well. So it's midday raisa that he has a chi of yibum the chalitza. Really, he should be able to do yibum because Midday Raisa, there's no issues over here. However, the Rabbanan said, don't do Yibum. However, Chalitz is something you have to do Midday Raisa. Now, why the Rabbanan say, don't do Yibum? It's because, being that we treat this woman as an Eish HaSish that was Mezana Tachas Baila, in other words, we treat her like a Saita that falls the Yibum is Patim and a Yibum and a Chalitza. So being that a Saita has no Yibum and no Chalitza, and we're treating her on the Rabbanon level like a Saita, so it's for that reason there's going to be no Yibum. As it relates to Achiv Shel Sheni, the second husband's brother, Chalitz mid Rabbanon, the whole Din Chalitza is a Din Rabbanon, V'loi Miyabim, and as it relates to no Yibum, that's Loi Midei Raisa, V'loi Midei Rabbanon. Meaning, there's no Chi of Yibum and there's no Chi of Chalitza at all. The whole Din Chalitza is only a Din Rabbanon. Meaning, it's mid Rabbanon that Rabbanon wanted to do a chalitza. Why is it only midrabbanan? Because there was no marriage to the second man. So if there's no marriage to the second man, why should you have to do chalitza? So why then do you do chalitza? It's again one of the themes of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is saying that on some level we do treat her like she's married. The Mishnah said that v'tzricha get mizeh umizeh. She needs a get from the second man. If she needs a get from the second man, that means on some level we treat them as if they're married. And if that's the case, therefore, a vifl, we treat them as if they're married, that she needs a get, so too she's also going to have a chalitza. So the Mishnah mentioned a whole list of halachos that are negeya this woman. Which woman? Again, we're talking specifically about a married woman where an eid echad came and said, based by lech, she got married, then her husband showed up. So even though really she didn't do that much wrong, but Chazal felt that maybe she didn't do enough of a due diligence, and it's for that reason they issued knosses, tack on a few different gzeiras and a few different ideas and themes, and really have a whole Shulchan Aruch, a whole bunch of halachas in our Mishnah that, number one, say that we're going to cancel this woman. Number two, we are not going to let this woman go back to her original husband, and a lot of the schusim that he would have towards her and she would have towards him are suddenly going to go away. Not just that, on some level, we have to treat this marriage that she had to the second man, even though they were never halachically married, but they might have been living together for a long time. So we have to treat them as if they're married, right? So many different ideas and themes that you see in our Mishnah. But then after the Mishnah mentioned the whole list of halachas, the Mishnah mentioned three tanoim that argued with some of the aforementioned dinim. The first was Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "Ksubas al nichsei b'ayla rishon." Rabbi Yossi said, "I disagree with everything mentioned in the Mishnah. Meaning, I hold that this woman is going to be entitled to a ksuba from her original husband. So, whereas the Mishnah said she gets no ksuba, Rabbi Yossi says nishdemes from the second husband. She doesn't get a ksuba. She's not married to the second husband, but from the first husband, she's going to get a ksuba." That was number one. Number two, Rabbi Loza Omer. Rabbi Loza said, "Harishin zake b'mtziyasa ubemaisi yodea ubafaras nadea." Rabbi Loza said that the first husband, again only the first husband, has a schus in any of her mitzias that she finds. He has an obligation to give her maisi. He has a schus in her maisi yodea, and he has a right to be made for her nadar. Now, the second husband, of course not. That wasn't a real marriage. But the first husband, yeah. And finally, Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon said, "Biyasa'i chalitzasa me'achav shalrishon peteris sarasa," which means, we spoke this out when we learned the Mishnah, we've seen this earlier in the Masechta, that in the event that this first husband dies, his brother could do yibum if he wants. It doesn't have to do chalitza, he could do yibum. So Reb Yossi is arguing on the din ksuba. Reb Loz is arguing on mitzia, ma'isi yadayim, and afaras nadarim. And Reb Shimon's arguing on the halacha of yibum. Now, what's not clear is whether each one of these Tanoim agree with the other one of the Tanoim's argument. Meaning, Rav Elazar had his Ara, he had his Ara, Rav Shimon had his Ara. The question is, do they all hold up each other's Ha'aris? Or maybe each one only argued with the specific halacha that he argued with? As we're about to see, this was a debate amongst the Amoraim. Zokti Gemara, Rav Yosi Yomer Ksubas al Nichsei Bayla B'chulu. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Basroi moidu le kamoi, kamoi le moidu le basroi. So Rav Huna said that the Basroi, Rav Shimon, who came last, Rav Elazar came second to last, and Rav Yosi was first. So the Basroi were all moidu to the kamoi. Meaning, Rav Yosi said, Ksubas al Nichsei Bayla Rishon. That's all he holds. He's only arguing on Ksuba. Rav Elazar says, I agree with you, Rav Yosi, but I also hold that he's Zoicha b'mitziyasa ma'isi deva faris nadar. Rav Shimon said, I agree with that. I also hold that his brother's able to do yibum. Now, just to be clear, all three of the Tanaim are saying something similar, right? The common denominator of what they're all saying is that even though Chazal don't allow this woman to go back and live with her husband, but at the same time, there are some dine nesuim, there are some dine of issues that are going to be in effect. Rabbi Yossi says, Chiv Ksuba. Rabbi Elazar says, the husband has the schusim and all these inyanim, mitziya, maisideim, afaras nadarim. Rabbi Shimon says that if he dies, the brother will be able to do yibum. So they're all saying something similar, but they're all arguing different points. So said Rav Huna that the Basroi Amoy Dolikamoy, meaning Rav Shimon, who's last, agrees with what Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi said. And Rabbi Elazar, who's second to last, agrees with Rabbi Yossi said. But Kamoy Loi Moy Dolik Basroi. Rabbi Yossi only held what he held. He doesn't agree with what Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon said. And Rabbi Elazar agrees with what he said. He doesn't agree with what Rabbi Shimon said. And he explained. Says the one, Rabbi Shimon, who is the last, Moy Dolik Rabbi Elazar. He's Moy Dolik Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon said that the brother would be able to do Yibam. He's Moy Dolik Rabbi Elazar. That he's also Zoicho in the Maisi Yadayim and in the Mitziah and the Faris Nadar. Why? The Ma'biyah, the Ikari Surah, like because Madach Bia, he wasn't kindness on, right? If you would think if there's anything that Chazal were going to be kindness on and say, we don't want to look at this as being a proper marriage, we want to look at this as being problematic, the first thing they would have really been geyser on is the Bia. And if Rav Shimon allows the brother to do Yibum, so Kolshkei Mitziyasa U'maisiyadeh D'mamayna, certainly he would be moed as it relates to the financial aspect. The Metziah, the Maisiyah Dayim, that's only Mominous bigger things. For sure, he'd be moided to that. Rabbi Lazar, loy moided to Rabbi Shimon. However, Rabbi Lazar, who was the Kamoi, he's not moided to Rabbi Shimon. Said, why? Because he holds just the opposite. Metziah, the Maisiyah Dayim, the Mamayin, who like Kanis. Metziah, Maisiyah Dayim, all it is Mominous, you are in kindness. Ava Bia, the Isura. But Bia, which is already about Isser, who Kanis, he would be kindness. Vitravayu, and these, the two last Tanam, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, Moidulei, the Rabbi Yosi. Because again, the Basroi hold it to Kamoi. Then Moidulei to Rabbi Yosi. Why? Because Hanu Diyasvet to say like Konus. Because if they hold that even things that are really Negea while they're married, Mitzia, Maisia, Dayim, Hafaras, and Dorm, these are things that are Negea, Schusim that the husband has, Bishas, the marriage. If even that we weren't coined on the Kolshke and Ksuba, the Lemishkul Lemei Pavkai, certainly as it relates to Ksuba, which is something that you get on the way out of the marriage, for sure he wouldn't be kindness. Meaning, there's more of a sfara to say that we're going to clamp down on the dine issues while they're physically married. And even for that, we didn't go against. So certainly not that. Rabbi Yossi, the Moida, but Rabbi Yossi is not Moida to what they said. Because he holds only Ksuba, the Lemishkul Mefa, Kudalaikonis, which is something that you get when the marriage is terminated. Abul Hadi, the Yosfa Tuzay. But those are things that are schusim, that are dine issues that are negeya while they're actually married. As it relates to that, really they were kindness. So Rav Huna said that you want to understand, did Rabbi Yossi hold of Rabbi Elazar, did Rabbi Elazar hold of Rabbi Shimon, vice versa, the Basroi held of the Kamoi then hold of the Basroi. So really, Rabbi Shimon holds of everything. Rabbi Shimon holds Ksubasal Nechse Baila Rishon. He also holds that the husband Zoichem Metzia Ma'isidayim Afaras Adarim. He also holds it's going to be Yibum. Rabbi Elazar holds the husband Zoicha in Metziah Ma'isidayim Afaras Adarim and Ksubasal Baila Rishon, but he doesn't agree that this is going to be Yibum. Rabbi Yossi only holds Ksubasal Nechse Baila Rishon because that's something you get on the way out of the marriage. As it relates to the Mominus that's Negei B'Shas, the marriage, and Bia, which is the Iker marriage, those things, there's no way you're going to get. That is the Shita of Rav Huna. Rabbi Yochanan said just the opposite. He said, Kamoi Moidele Basroi, Basroi Loi Moidele Kamoi. He said that Rabbi Yossi, who said Ksubasal Nechse Baila Rishon, would hold of Rabbi Lazar that Yezoich and Metziah Ma'isidayim Afaras Adarim, and he would hold like Rabbi Shimon that holds biyasei chalitzasim yachav shal rishon pateres eras that brother could do yibum. Rabbi Elazar would hold of what he said and Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon only holds Rabbi Shimon. So he said literally 180 degrees. He said just the opposite, and he explained. Rabbi Yosi my delay Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yosi my delay Rabbi Elazar. Why? Because ksuba dimidi deli dalekanes madach ksuba, which is her thing. Right? Who's the beneficiary of ksuba? If she has a ksuba, she's the one that wins. So madach, her thing she gets, even though she's the guilty party over here. She's the one that got married when she should have done better research. So the koshke mitziyasa ma'isiyadeh, the medidala didei. So madach, she gets her schos in the marriage, even though she's the one that did wrong. Certainly he's going to get his schos in the marriage, considering the fact he did nothing wrong. For Rabbi Lazar, however, loy ma'idile. Rabbi Lazar is going to disagree, precisely for this reason. Which is his inyan. He did nothing wrong, therefore they weren't kindness. But as well as ksuba, which is her thing, kindness. But Chavayu ma'idile Rabbi Shimon, they're both ma'idile to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because ma'ani de mechayim loy kansi. Madach, these things that are mechayim, they were not koines. So bia de la achamisa, bia which is negeya when she falls liyibam, certainly like koshken they wouldn't be koines. For Rav Shimon lemaydele, Rav Shimon disagrees. That bia de la achamisa like koines. Rav Shimon, it's only bia that's la achamisa, they weren't koines. Aval hanid mechayim koines, as opposed to these things which are mechayim, these things they would be koines either way. According to Rav Huna, it's the kamoy that amayde to basroi. So really, Rav Shimon is the one that argues with the most halachas. Then Rabbi Lazar, then Rabbi Yossi, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's just the opposite. The kamoy amoyed to the basroi. So it's really Rabbi Yochanan that it's really Rabbi Yossi who argues with the most halachas. Then comes Rabbi Lazar, and then comes Rabbi Shimon. Talk to Gemara. Nises shaloi brishus v'chulu. So the Gemara is now shifting its attention to the next part of the Mishnah, which discuss what happens if this woman got married, not because an eid echad said that her husband died, but because two eidim said that her husband died. And the Mishnah said, which means if she got married, not because Bezdin gave her rishos, but more pasha, because two eidim came and said that her husband died, so then the halach is, muteres lachzerboy, she'd be allowed to go back to her original husband. Meaning all the knosses that were mentioned in our Mishnah, that's if she got married based on an eid echad. You get married based on an eid echad, you're doing it rishos Bezdin, you have to understand that the only reason Bezdin is allowing you to get married is because they're assuming you're going to do a certain amount of diligence. If it ends up not working out, it's a tain on you, and that triggers the Mishnah. If two Edom, however, came, so then what was she supposed to do? You always are allowed to trust two Edom, and for that reason, the halach would be that muteres lachzabai. Now, the truth is, this line, the im nisei shaloi b'shus muteres lachzabai, was really the last part of what Reb Shimon said. Reb Shimon was the one that argued with one halacha, or according to one shita, several halachas of the Mishnah. Reb Shimon said that even though the Mishnah said that in the event any one of these two men died, their brothers would do chalitza and ayibum, Reb Shimon said no, that if the first man dies, his brother has a mitzvah to do yibum. Paiteres sarasa, but paiteres sarasa means even lechatchila. Then Reb Shimon added and said, "V'im nisei shaloi brishus muteres lachzabai." So really, it's Reb Shimon talking, and because it's Reb Shimon talking, it's a little bit unclear what the rabbanon hold as it relates to this halacha. And really, it's what the rabbanon hold as it relates to this halacha, and understanding a little bit the svara of the chilek between this eish and sish that got married because an eid echad said her husband died, versus an eish and sish that gets married because two eidim say her husband died, is going to be the topic of the remainder of the daf. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Hachi Hilchasa. The halach is like this line. Nises sheloi bershus muteres lachzabai is the halacha. Only Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, Rav Huna said, and he asked him an interesting question. He picked up on a subtlety. Gan v'genu ve'la malach. Rav Nachman was bothered why Rav said Hachi Hilchasa. Why didn't he say the halach is like Rav Shimon? That's what bothered him. Meaning, it's Rav Shimon's halacha. So really, he could have said the halacha is like Rav Shimon. So why did he say, Hachi Hilchasa, L'chayra v'alt gedav zogin, halacha ki Rav Shimon? And he felt a little bit like he was ganvening for Rav Shimon. He was taking away Rav Shimon's schus in this halacha, and he was acting a little deceptively. And his question was, why? So, and he said as follows, Isvir lach ki Rav Shimon, meaning, if you hold like Rav Shimon, say, Ema lach ki Rav Shimon, just say that lach is like Rav Shimon, Dishmaitech ki Rav Shimon kazo, because this halacha is really following Shita's Rav Shimon. And then Rav Nachman continued, and he said, maybe you're going to tell me, because, yeah, I mean, lach ki Rav Shimon, you were worried. If you would have said that lach is like Rav Shimon, you would have thought, Mashma fil b'kamaisen. Maybe that lach is like Rav Shimon, even by the first halacha. Meaning, Rav Shimon's first halacha was negeya yibum, in the case where there was an eid echad. Rav Shimon's second halacha was what happens if two Edom came. But he said, if that's what's bothering you, and that's why you want to say Halacha Kereb Shimon, I have an Eitzah. Eima, Halacha Kereb Shimon, Be'achrayna. Why don't you just clearly say that Halacha Kereb Shimon, second Halacha? Meaning, Halchi Hilchasa is a funny Lashon. You should have said Halacha Kereb Shimon. Elamai, because you were afraid that if you say Halacha Kereb Shimon, slippery slope, people will think that Halacha is like everything Kereb Shimon said in the Mishnah to make it clear. Say that Halacha is like Kereb Shimon in the safe, and the Gemara says Kasha. Taka, good Kasha. But the bottom line is, what did Rav say? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Hachi hilchasa. The halacha is that a isha shahalach bailam dina sayam. And two eidim come and say your husband died. And she gets married, then the husband shows up. So then the halacha is muteris lachsalay. She's allowed to go back to original husband, and all the dinim of the marriage are going to be 100% in effect. Rav said that the halacha is like that. So Rav Sheshes commented, and he said, Amino ki naim b'shachav Rav amal b'hashmaita. I believe that Rav must have sent this while he was sleeping. Meaning, there's something wrong with what Rav said. What was so terrible about what Rav said? Halacha. Rav had to say that halacha is like Rav Shimon? Mechlal de pliki. That implies that there's someone that argues with Rav Shimon. Said Rav Sheshes, I know Rav Shimon is the one that said it, but no one argues with Rav Shimon. It's pasha what Rav Shimon said. It has to be that this is the halacha. Why? Because my havalei lemevad, menas anisa. Who could possibly hold that if a woman followed 2-8 got married based on their testimony, and then it turns out it was a mistake that we're going to give her a knas. Bishlam, if it's an eidecha, daikishu minzavas, a little bit of a tain on her. There's a ha'ara. Why didn't you do better work? But if two eidim said something, I have a little mad. But there's no way anyone could argue. In svara, nobody can argue. So if in svara, nobody could argue, why would Rav have to say that Allah is like Rav Shimon? It's pashat that Allah is like Rav Shimon. But and then Rav Sheish just continued. He said, besides, I'll prove to you. I can prove to you that the Chachamim agree with Rav Shimon. Meaning, number one, in Svara, there's no way you can argue with Rav Shimon. But besides, I have a Raya. What's the Raya? Tanya, from the Braisa. The Braisa says as follows. Kol HaRaya Shebetoyra Ein Tzrich Zemenu Get. Anytime a person would marry an Erva, he would never have to give her a get. Why? Because Kedushin's not Toifes by Arayas, Chayvei Krisus. As a result, if they're going to part ways, which is what they're obligated to do, there's no reason for it to have to give her a get, because a get you only have to give if there's a marriage. Chutz, there's one exception to the rule. May Eishes Ish, Shenises Alpi Bezdin. An Eishes Ish that was Nises Alpi Bezdin, meaning, an Eishes Ish, Olach Bailam Dinas Yom. They actually came and said, Meis Bailich. Bezdin accepted the testimony of the Eidecha. They did the due diligence and said, you can go ahead and get married. Then we found out it was a mistake. So then the halacha is, he would have to give her a get. Says the Gemara, Alpi Bezdin, who the Bai get. It's clearly implied from this price that it's only Alpi Bezdin you have to give a get. Of Alpi Edom, Loi Bai get. But in the event that there would be two Edom that would come, then you wouldn't have to give a get. Man, who is the time of this price? Elim Reb Shimon. Is it Reb Shimon who said this precise halacha in our Mishnah? Alpi Bezdin, Mi Bai get. You know what the problem is? Does Reb Shimon hold that in the event that she got married Alpi Bezdin based on an Eid Echad, that the halacha is that she would require a get? Now, our Mishnah said that, but does Reb Shimon hold that? Tanya, we learned to the price. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, Asu Bezdin Bahira Asan, Kizadoin Ish Bi Isha. Alpi, the Bezdin treated someone that gets married in Eishes Ish based on their psak, because they pass him that the husband died. Let's say because they were Makabal and Eidecha. So Bezdin treated it, the Chachamim treated it, as if this marriage, this second marriage, which was not a good marriage, was Kizadoin Ish Bi Isha. It was like a married woman that was Mizana Biratzen. I'll be Aiden. However, in the event that a married woman got married to another man, again, thinking that she wasn't married based on two Aiden, so their Bezdin treated it Kishigigas Ish Bi Isha. That she's like Kishigigas Ish Bi Isha. We treat them as if it was a married woman that got was Mizana, but she was Mizana B'shoikik. So in the event that she got married based on a psak of Bezdin, based on an Eid Echad, so the way Bezdin looked at it, the way Chazal looked at it, is Kizadoin Ish B'isha, as if she was an Eishes Ish that was Mizana B'ratzen. If, however, it happened al Pi Eidin, then we look at it as if she was an Eishes Ish that was Mizana, not B'ratzen, but Mizana B'shoikik. Now, says the Gemara, now, if that's the case, it certainly sounds like Idi V'idi loy buy a get. Meaning, an Eishes Ish that's Mezana Beratzen, does she need a get from the woman that she was Mezana with? Or an Eishes Ish that was Mezana B'shoigig, does she need a get from the woman, from the man that she was Mezana with? Of course not. So if Reb Shimon says that Asu Bezdim Bayro Asen Kizodin Ish B'isho, so that would mean that you shouldn't have to have a get. If you shouldn't have to have a get, so this Braisa that we just mentioned, Kol Arayisha B'Torah Ein Tzrichas Amenu Get Chutz Mi Eishes Ish Nisal Pi Bezdim, it can't be that it's going according to Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Shimon, if an Eishes Ish is Nisal Pi Bezdim, he doesn't need again. How do I know that? Because it's ki zodin ish beisha, and zodin ish beisha doesn't require a get. So if you don't need a get, obviously that price is not Reb Shimon. So who is that price? It's the Chachamim. If it's the Chachamim, and still you see that the only time you don't need a get is an eishes ish and niseis al pi bezin, that means if she was niseis al pi edim, then she would not require a get. Oh, it's clear then the Chachamim don't argue with Reb Shimon. In other words, Rav said Allah is like Reb Shimon. Rav Sheisha said Kinai v'shachav Rav Amal b'hashmaita. I can't imagine why Rav would have had to say this. Why? He said for two reasons. Number one, in Svarah, there's no way anyone could argue with Reb Shimon. So why would Rav have to say that Allah is like Reb Shimon? He said besides, I have a mefurish b'raisa, a checkmate raya that the Chachamim agree with Reb Shimon's halacha. Why? Because I have a b'raisa that says mefurish Reb Shimon's halacha. Now it doesn't say mefurish, as we'll see, but at this point, the Gemara thinks it does say it mefurish. What does it say? It says that any single time there's a marriage which is really a chayvei krisus, it's an arayas, you don't need a get, with the exception of an eishes ish that got married because an eid echad said that she can get married. It was niseis al pi bezin, clearly implying that an eishes ish that got married because two eidim said that she can get married would not require a get. So you, and the Gemara proved that price is Reb Shimon. How do you know it's Reb Shimon? Because Reb Shimon holds that an eishes ish that since it's al pi bezin would also not need a get. How do you know he holds that? Because he said kizodin ish beisha. So kizodin ish beisha, she's like an eishes ish that was mezana baratzen. Eishes ish that's mezana baratzen doesn't need a get from the man that she was mezana with. So you see clearly that Reb Shimon holds that you don't need a get. The price says you do need a get. Bal karchach it's the chachamim. And from the price, so you also see that if she got married al pi edim, you don't need a get. Bottom line is, so you see the Chachamim agree with Reb Shimon. So again, why did Rav have to say that Lachas Reb Shimon? Number one, in Svarah, there's no way to argue with Reb Shimon. And number two, I have a Mefurish, right? That Chachamim argued with Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, El Alav Rabbanon, he, right, just to finish, the Gemara must be the Bryce, the Rabbanon. So you see the Rabbanon hold that if she got married out, P'edim, she does not need a get. But the Gemara says no. The Gemara is going to answer the second question, the Bryce. La'olam Reb Shimon. La'olam, I'll tell you, the second Bryce is Reb Shimon. Meaning the Bryce where it's pretty clear that an eishes ish that gets married al pi edim would not require a get. Maybe it's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the one that said it in our Mishnah. Maybe Reb Shimon is also the Tana of the Braisa. And there's no raya that the Chachamim agree with it. And that's why Rav felt that he had to say Hachi Ilchaz, because he knew that Lav Dafke, everybody agrees with this halacha. Now, what's the kasha? The kasha is, didn't Reb Shimon himself say in another Braisa that Asu Bezdin Bahira Asan Kizodoin Ish Beisha, that in the event that a woman got married based on the Deir Echad, we treat the second marriage like an Eishes Ish that's Mezana Beratzen? Zok the Gemara, no. V'tir etzachi, maybe explain what Reb Shimon meant to say was as follows. Reb Shimon omer asu bezem by ra'asan ki kavonas ish b'isha. Then, the way the Chachamim treated a woman that gets married based on Hayra's Bezdin, it's kikavonas ish b'isha. We look at her as if she was a pnuya, a not married woman. We know she's married. But we look at her as if she was a not married woman that got married l'shem kedushin. Ubayikat, then actually would need a get. Al pi edim. If she got married, al pi edim, then we look at her as she was a pnuya that was ba on this man shaloi l'shem kedushin. It's shaloi b'kavonas ish b'isha, not b'kavonas marriage, v'loi b'yek, and you're not going to need a get. In other words, we had the girsa kizodoin ish be'isha, which sounds like an eishes ish that's mezana beratzen, who doesn't need a get. So that's the raya l'chayr. The Reb Shimon disagrees with the reisha of our mishnah. He holds an eishes ish that gets married al pi ha'ras bezin does not need a get. But the Gemara is changing the girsa. It's not kizodin ish be'isha. It's kikavonas ish be'isha. To the contrary, we look at her as if she was a pnuya. She's not, but as if she was a pnuya that had kavana to get married, and faked she does need a get. So loylem Reb Shimon is moida that an eid echad who says, Meis Bailech, if she got married, she would need a get. So really, the Braisa could be Reb Shimon, and Fakir, the fact that it's Mavur in the Braisa, that if she got married, I'll be two Edim, she doesn't need a get. That's all Reb Shimon L'shitasa. There's no often a Braisa that the Chachamim agree with Reb Shimon's halacha. Rav Ashi said a different teretz. He said, Le'inyan Yisura Ketani. It could be the whole Braisa is talking about Le'inyan Yisura, meaning Rav Ashi has the same agenda, that the Braisa of Kol Arayisha B'Torah V'Chulu is really Reb Shimon. How could Reb Shimon hold that You need a get if she got married al pi eidecha. Didn't Rab Shimon say asu beznim by rasan kizodin ish beisha? So the first heretz of the Gemara was change the gersa. Not kizodin ish beisha. It's kekavanas ish beisha. We treat her like a pnuya that got married l'shem kedushin. Fakir, and she does need a get. Rav Ashi said no. Lo'ivam, you can keep the gersa. Let the gersa be kizodin. However, le'inyan isura ketani. All we're talking about is the iser. We're not discussing whether she needs a get or doesn't need a get. We're just comparing this woman to an Eishes Ish that was Mizana B'mezet as it relates to an Issa perspective. Achi Kamar, also Bezda Bayir Aslam, Kizodin Ish B'isha, Umitzera Al-Bailo, that the Chachamim viewed a woman that got married based on the Hira of Bezin, the Hira of Ened Echad, as if she was an Eishes Ish that was Mizana B'ratzen, and Eishes Ish Mizana B'ratzen is Asra Al-Bailo, so we're going to look at her too as if she's Asra Al-Bailo. And if she got married Al-Pi Eidin, then it's Kishigas Ish B'isha, the way Mitzera Al-Bailo, she won't be Asra Al-Bailo. But as it relates to needing a get from the second man, could be for sure she will need a get from the second man. So this price could even be Rav Shimon, and you have no raya that the Chachamim are moida to Rav Shimon as it relates to Alpi Eidim. Ravina said a third teretz. He said le'inyan karbon ketani. It could be this Rav Shimon was discussing the halachas of carbon, and this is what he meant to say. Asu beznim bahira asan kizadin ish beisha. That in the event that this woman got married based on an eid echad, based on what bezdin paskin, so we look at her as an eishes ish that was mezana, an eishes ish that's mezana al pi hayra as bezdin is like masi carbon, doesn't have to bring a carbon al pi eidim. If however it happened al pi eidim, then we look at her kishigas ish beisha. Usually, if a person doesn't have erev b'shogeg, masi carbon, would have to bring a carbon, and that's what it's related to. But again, all we're saying is that really Reb Shimon, all three terutzim in how to explain this Reb Shimon in the Braisa is all to say the same thing, that Avada Reb Shimon holds you need a get from the Sheni. And if you need a get from the Sheni, so the Braisa that Reb Sheish has brought to prove that the Chachamim agree with Reb Shimon's halacha is not a proof. It was only proof if you can prove that that Braisa is not Reb Shimon. La'olam, the Braisa is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds you need a get from the Sheni. I thought it was Kizodoin Ish B'Isha, so the Gemara gave three Mahachim. How to answer that? The Ibai is saying, the Gemara says, maybe I could tell you a whole nother teretz, meaning going back to the original Braisa, Rav Sheish has proved from the Braisa, Kol Araya Shebetoyer Ein Tzrich Lemenu Get Chus Miyesh Dish, and this is all be Bezdin, that you see from here that the Chachamim agree with Rav Shimon's halacha. The Chachamim hold that an Eish Dish got married up in Eden, the halacha is that Ein Tzrich Lemenu Get. What's the Raya? Because the only time you do need to get is when she's Nisseis Alpi Bezdin. So if she's not Nisal Pi Bezin, Nisal Pi Eidin, then the halacha is going to be Ain't Tzriches Hemena Get. So you say Meres Mefurish that Chum Hold like Reb Shimon. Now that whole Hanach is predicated on the fact that the Braisa is not Reb Shimon. Maybe the Braisa is Reb Shimon. So the Gemara said the Braisa can't be Reb Shimon. Why can the Braisa be Reb Shimon? Because you see in the Braisa that the Braisa said that a woman that got married Al Pi Eid Echad Al Kopanin would need a get. Rav Shimon, we said, holds that you don't need a get. And the Gemara gave three terutzim on how to make the braisa work according to Rav Shimon. The Gemara says, maybe you can learn differently. The original braisa is the rabbanon, because it can't stem with Rav Shimon. Why can't it stem with Rav Shimon? Because you're right. Rav Shimon Taka holds that if she gets married, Al-Pi Eid Echad, she would not need a get, because she's kizodoin ish b'isha. So if that's the case, the braisa is for sure the Rabbanon. Now, if it's for sure the Rabbanon, so then you for sure have a raya that the Rabbanon hold like Rav Shimon. The Gemara says, no, v'tirat hachi, maybe edit the braisa, chutz me'eshnes ish, vishen nisei salpi pesin. Meaning, the way we have the girs is, all a raya shebetayr, if there was a marriage, you don't need to get, because Kedushin is not taifis. With the exception of one case, an eshes ish that got married alpi pesin. So, the Gemara, no, it's not an eshes ish that got married alpi pesin, but rather it's chutz me'eshnes ish, Vishen Nisei Salpi Bezin. And really what we're saying is there are two exceptions to the rule. Number one, an Eishes Ish, that's the first exception to the rule. And the second exception to the rule is going to be an Nisei Salpi Bezin. Now Nisei Salpi Bezin means Nisei Salpi Bezin, where there was an Eid Echad. So what is Eishes Ish? Eishes Ish must be where it was two Eidim. And if that's the case, that not only do you not have a Raya that the Chachamim agree with Reb Shimon, but to the contrary, the Chachamim are clearly disagreeing with Rab Shimon, Zokta Gemara, Masav Ula. So Ula asked the Kasha. He said, "Mi aminan my havel elam evad." So Rav paskin like Rav Shimon. Rav Sheish didn't even understand why he had a paskin like Rav Shimon. He said, "So pasha Rav Shimon's halacha, my havel elam evad." She was an oinus. Meaning, we're taking for granted in the Gemara that there's this super strong svara of my Havalei Lemevet. So the Gemara says, is that so clear? And the Gemara is going to fire away with a bunch of questions. So Ula asks the first question. By the time we learned in the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. Kosav, if the Sofer was writing a get, he wrote the Shnei Malchus Eino Hegenes. He wrote it that the get, the date of the get is based on a certain amount of years for the Malchus that's Eino Hegenes. Malchus Eino Hegenes is Malchus Roimi. There are other examples of it as well, but a certain malchus, Hashem malchus Madai, or it was for the malchus of Madai, Hashem malchus Yavon, the malchus of Yavon, the binyan abayis, or he did a lebinyan abayis, lechurban abayis, or he did a lechurban abayis. Oh, you've been mizrach because of ma'ariv. If it was a mizrach, he did a ma'ariv, but ma'ariv because of a mizrach. The point is that the get was written improperly. That's what we need. So Sofer wrote an improper get, and then this woman went and she got married to another man based on this improper get. Turns out that she was really an Eishes Ish that got married to somebody. So the Allah is Teitze Mizeh Mizeh. She's not allowed to be married to the second man because it turns out she was never divorced. She was always an Eishes Ish. She's also not allowed to go back to her original husband. Meaning, Teitze Mizeh Mizeh, the Chol HaDrachim Ha'eluba, and all the Drachim, meaning all the halachas of our Mishnah Perek Isha Rabbah, are going to apply to this marriage. What's the reason? I don't understand. Why are we punishing her? This woman hired a man to write a get. He wrote the get. Turns out he botched up. He made a mistake with the get. So we're going to penalize her now, and all of a sudden she can't get married to, she can't stay with her new husband, she can't go back to her original husband. L'chayra lema, my havalei lemevat. L'chura, what is it her fault? Meaning, bishloima, in the case where there was an eid echad. So I understand she should have done more due diligence. But over here, she hired someone to write a get. So it's her fault. L'chura, he was paid to do this, and why are we punishing her? Elamai, what do you see from here? That you don't say my Havalei Lemevet. So if you don't say my Havalei Lemevet, maybe by two Eidim, you also shouldn't say my Havalei Lemevet. So the Gemara says, no. It's not a tain of my Havalei Lemevet. There's something she could have done. She should have read the get. That's what she should have done. L'chura, that's something she could have done. Rav Simi Barashi Tashma. Simi Barashi said, I have another makar. If someone does Yibum with his Yavama, V'holcha Tzarasa, Vinises, and then the tzara went, and she got married to someone else. So Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies, leaves over no children, leaves over two wives. Shimon goes, and Shimon married one of the wives. He did Yibam with one of these women. Okay, now once he does Yibam with one of the women, so it comes out all these Yavamas, suddenly they get freed up. They're not the other tzara is no longer a shemeres yavam. So she went and she got married. Vinimtzezu islanders. And then what happened was, we found out that the woman that Shimon did Yibam with turned out to be an islandess. That one yavama was an islandess. Now, an islandess doesn't fall a Yibam. So it's a gloy milsalem afreya, that really the other wife was a shemeres yavam. She had no right to get married to somebody else. The halacha is teitzei mizeh mizeh. She has to leave her second husband. She's not allowed to do Yibam. The chol hadrachim ha'eluban. All the halachas of our Mishnah are going to apply. My, why is that the case? Neima, why don't we say, my, have a law, lemevad. L'chair, what was she supposed to do? So you see that even in a case where there was takin nothing for her to do, still we go ahead and we punish her. Mar says, no, ibayulei lemtuni. She should have waited a little bit before she got married to see whether this woman, her tzara, is going to end up being an islandess or not. Now, is that a practical thing? Maybe not. But at the same time, you can't have a taina and say, what was I supposed to do? There was an etza. As long as it was an etza, there was an etza. Amr Abai Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from somewhere else. Kol ha-raya she'amru poitris sarayseim. All that raya is that we know are poitris sarayseim. Holchut sarays v'nisu. What would happen if these sarays went and they got married? V'nimtsu elu islanders. Then they found out that the araya is for islanders. Now, a tzaras erva doesn't follow Yibam. Why? Because she's a tzaras erva. If we find out later that the erva was an islandess, so it comes out that tzaras erva was never a tzaras erva because the islandess was never really married to her husband, so that it turns out the tzaras erva really had no right to stam just go get married. She's a shemeres yavam. She's zakuk sonali to the yavam. So the halacha is teitzei mizeh umizeh. She's not allowed to be married to the man that she married. She can't go back to the yavam. V'chol adrachim eluban. All the halachas of the Mishnah apply. V'amai again, same question. Name my havalei lemevet. What was she supposed to do? See, you don't say my havalei lemevet because what she supposed to do? Mara says, no, I'll tell you what she could have done. She should have waited to see whether or not this erva was going to end up being an islandess. Amar Rava, Rava said, Tashma, I'll bring you right from somewhere else. Kosef Soifer, get le'ish. The Soifer sat down, he wrote a get for the man. Man wants to divorce his wife, so he hired a Soifer, write me a get. The Soifer le'ish, and he wrote a receipt for the ksuba and for the get and everything to the woman. So the man gets the get, The woman has the receipt. The man is supposed to hand the get to the woman, and then she gives him the receipt. Vita, he made a mistake. He gave the wrong document to the wrong person. So it turns out the man was divorcing his wife to a and he gives her a shayfer. And she, in return, gives him a get. And then, sometime later, they realize how they get yoytz mitachas yidei ha'ish. V'shoyver mitachas yidei ha'isho. They realize they had a problem over here. So what's the halacha? In the event that she got married to somebody else, so she can't be married to this other person, because she was always married. She was an eshes ish. So she can't get married to this next man. She also can't go back to her original husband. Like in our Mishnah, just like if she got married, al piyedecha, teitz mizeh mizeh. So too in this case, fate the Gemara again. What was she supposed to do? If you're telling me that by two Aiden, the reason you don't say teitz mizeh mizeh is because what was she supposed to do? So in this case, what was she supposed to do? So the Gemara says, again, like we saw earlier, she should have read the get. Rav Ashi said, Tashma, Shina Shmoy Vishma. What happens if the Sofer changed his name, her name, Shem Iroi, the name of his city, Shem Iroi, the name of her city, again, and then she got married based on the get, thinking it's a good get, Teitz name Mizeh or Mizeh, the Chalot Racham Eloban, all the halachas of our Mishnah are going to apply. Again, Van Mai, name of my Havale, the Meba, again, the Gemara says the same Teretz, Yiboyle Lakri Legito. What he should have done was, he should have read the get. Zok the Gemara, Amar Avinu Tashma, I'll bring you another right. Kinsa beget Koreach. In the event that someone married someone based on the fact that this woman had a get, and it turned out that the get was a get kareach. So Rashi says this in the get halacha of get mekusher. That was a certain type of get that the Chacham said that a kohen is supposed to give his wife when he divorces his wife. But the point is, it's a pasul get. She got married with this pasul get. She can't stay married to this man, and she can't go back to her original husband. The v'chulu is the cholad racham eluba. It's really our whole mishnah. All these halachas are going to apply. Again, my havalei lemebat, yiboyle lakru legito. What she should have done was, is she should have read the get. Zok the Gemara, postscript to this whole discussion. Rav Papa, sovel lemebat uvda, but my havalei lemebat. Rav Papa was once in a situation where there was a married woman. She got married thinking that she was allowed to get married, and it was a my havalei lemebat. It was like a real my havalei lemebat. And Rav Papa wanted to allow her to be married. Amalei Rafuna Breid Rav Yishula Rav Papa. For Tanya Kolhanimas Naisa. What do you mean? We have all these different rayas that you don't say. My Havalei Lamevad. Amalei. So Rav Papa said, V'lav Shoninu. There were terutzim to all these things. Meaning you're supposed to say my Havalei Lamevad. There's just a bunch of terutzim over here. Amalei. So he told him, V'ashinu Yoleki V'lismach. You're relying on all these doichik digit. Meaning really, you see from all these rayas that you don't say the svar of my havalei lemevad. Now it's true we had terutzim, but the terutzim are doichik digit terutzim, and that's what Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua told him. He says, I can't believe you're willing to be makter of my havalei lemevad. There's so many rayas from Chazal that you don't say my havalei lemevad. This terutzim. No, these terutzim are not such crazy terutzim. One last gemara. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, ulakala loichayshina. What happens if a married woman, Edechad comes, she gets married based on the Edechad. And then afterwards, it was a koil. A koil came and said that the husband's alive. Meaning, he didn't show up. Our Mishnah, he arrived. What happens if he didn't arrive, but there's a koil that's permeating, there's a rumor that's floating around that he's alive. When Achayish for the call. So Gemara says, hi call, what kind of call? He says, he let me call the bus of Nesuin. Does this mean a call that came after Nesuin? Meaning they got married and then all of a sudden there was a call. Why would Rav Ashi have to say this? After Shang Gazak. Rav Ashi said, call the bus of Nesuin, like Hashinon. That we're never worried about a call that comes after Nesuin. Now what was that halacha? So Rashi says, that's talking about a case where a Kohen married a woman and afterwards it was a call that she was a Grusha or a Zaina. You're not Achayish for a call that comes after Nesuin. So Rav Ashi already taught us that when Chayish for called that comes after Nesuin, so why would be Chayish over here? So the Gemara says, no, this is a little bit different. You know why? Because this coil, even though it came after Nesuin, but you see there was already a rumbling here. Why? Because if they knew for sure that this man was dead, so why would they have to be in Bezdin? Why would they have to have an Eid Echad? There was a whole matziv going on. So there's already a basis for the fact that this might be alive. We don't know. So that coil, even though it starts lachan nesuin, could be we look at it as if it already started kaidim nesuin, as opposed to where a kohen gets married and then afterwards, all of a sudden, there's a rumor that the mother was a gerusha or a zayna mechtesa. So that's already something that all started after Nisuin. Therefore, it's going to be different. So inside Malbatim, I would have thought, being that there's a whole Inyan happening already in Bezin, so we look at the Kodos, if it happened before Nisuin, the Titzer, and it should be a problem, Kamashmalan, that's the Chiddish, that no, we look at it as a Kodolach and Nisuin, and a Kodolach and Nisuin is Nitkain Kodol.